You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Welcome back. It is the Midday Show, live today from Citizens Bank Park, the DeBoer Heart and Lung Center broadcast booth, as we get set for a doubleheader today. Phil's Padres, first game at 1:05 and then a 6:15 night game tonight. Fireworks tonight. It's a big game, big couple games for the Phillies. Try to win a series or get a sweep over the San Diego Padres. Reds in this weekend. We'll get to Phil's coming up. Elliot will join us at 11, leading off at 12 here as we get set for the game. And what's really top of mind today for us is this Nolan Smith, TJ Watt idea that was thrown out yesterday on our show by Andrew Filippone, 93.7, the Fan out in Pittsburgh. Now, if the idea of acquiring TJ Watt was for a boatload of draft picks, it's like, all right, that's impacting the future and cheap labor and all that. But if the price is just Nolan Smith, and I don't say that without...
Kind of sound like it.
No, but...
Nolan Smith.
What is? What has Nolan Smith accomplished in 2 years that makes him untouchable?
Nolan Smith was out there crushing guards. He was out there crushing pulling guards with his little self.
Very good young player. I like him a lot.
Tremendous upside.
But untouchable? If we're not trading him for T.J. Watt, it kind of sounds like he's untouchable. There's not many pass rushers better.
No, he's untouchable in my eyes because I think he has a tremendous upside. Yes. I think, and when you talk about financials, because this the one part that I think that we're all missing as fans, because we love to look at the player and not suffer the consequences. We always want to get that guy.
Yes.
Because we don't care about the financial ramifications.
I want greatness.
Yeah, but you don't care about the financial ramifications. If that's the case, then I can go out there. If I don't care about the ramifications, I need to go out there on Westchester Pike and go to the Ferrari dealer and just buy a Ferrari.
Go ahead. I support you.
$300,000.
I support you. Listen, do what you got to do.
And the oil changes are ridiculous. Everybody can't do that. It's different when you talk about the financial ramifications. And right now, Nolan Smith is affordable for us.
So you're right, and it's a big part of this. I think we're missing a piece of the puzzle a bit, though.
What's that?
And not just you, just in general. I keep hearing, well, you can't pay T.J. Watt $40 million a year. You don't have to pay everybody else, right? And there's certainly truth to that. Nolan Smith is contract eligible after this season. Now, I don't think he's done enough yet, right, mm-hmm. to get T.J. Watt money.
He ain't gonna get that money.
No, but he's not going to be cheap. Like, think about the pass rush in the league, right? Like, Bryce Huff got $17 million a year off of one good season.
Yes, he did.
So if I'm Nolan Smith's agent, let's say Nolan Smith plays this year the way I think a lot of us expect, right? He takes another jump. He's a double-digit sack guy. So he's already been a playoff performer, a Super Bowl performer, double-digit sack guy, 25 years old. Nolan Smith's agent's going to say, we want 20-something million per year on his extension. Like, is that 21? Is it 25? I don't know. But he's not going to be that cheap for much longer. So, okay, so a year from now, T.J. Watt's making 40 and Nolan Smith's making 23. I understand there's a gap, but it's not as big as the gap is right. Right now, Nolan Smith makes, what, like $3 million a year?
Something like that. He's cap-friendly.
He's on a rookie deal. I'm just saying, like, a year from now, that's not the same thing. So, like, the money to me isn't quite as big of a deal as it would have been if Nolan was in his first or second year. Let's go to Aaron, who's up in San Diego. What's up, Aaron?
Good morning, Philadelphia.
Good morning.
Good morning, Aaron. What are we thinking?
Hugh again, great athletes think alike. I couldn't agree with you more, my friend.
Here we go.
But thank you. Thank you very much.
You guys are nuts.
Living our truth.
Yeah. Go ahead.
As far as you, Giglio, all I got to say is no Joe, no Joe, Fat Joe, Fat Joe.
I'm sorry. I want to trade for great players to help the team. My fault. Won't do it again.
You know, the other thing is shame on 94 WIP for allowing an enemy of the state to infiltrate its airways. To allow an agent of the enemy of the state to poison the minds of those checker players out there.
Oh, so you think Filippone was like a double agent yesterday trying to rip us apart? Is that what he did?
How dare them call our station and try to take away the next Brandon Graham of the Philadelphia Eagles? Joe? You're playing checkers today, my friend.
No, I'm trying to make the team better. Who's a better football player?
If you look on paper right now, it's T.J. Watt.
Well, that's it.
But guess what, my friend? Just like the Jalen Hurts conversation, it's an all-around answer to your question. In the second half of the year, Nolan Smith was by far the better player. But not only that, this kid has got such a magnetic personality that when he enters a room, people are drawn to him.
Yeah.
Okay? And it's so for him, it's not just about what he does on the field. It's also about the culture that he brings and the locker room presence that he brings. I mean, he's got that Brandon Graham mentality. And in 15 years, we're going to talk about the greatness of Nolan Smith, just like we do about Brandon Graham. Now, you're a guy, Joe, that 13 years ago, if you were on the air, I guarantee you would come up with a trade proposal to trade away Brandon Graham. How would that have worked out for us Eagles fans?
Well, it depends. Well, hold on. It depends on what they got back. I mean, we play these things out like we know the answer. So, yeah, obviously, Brandon Graham had a great Eagles career, and I'm glad they kept him. But what would they have gotten back in this hypothetical trade? But like, I knew you were going to say that, Aaron. No. So I actually went back. I just looked to see like what would be the comp, right? A young pass rusher, Brandon Graham, 15 years ago. What would have been the comp? And the name I came up with is a guy like DeMarcus Ware, Julius Peppers, right? They were probably at the stage of their career 15 years ago, the way Watt is now, top of the league, but not that much time left. And, Aaron, the difference is the 2010, 2011, 2012 Eagles weren't ready for a Super Bowl. So it probably wouldn't have been worth it then. We know this Eagles team can win the Super Bowl again.
Joe, here's the simple fact.
Okay.
T.J. Watt is a Pittsburgh Steeler. He will always be a Pittsburgh Steeler.
It's what does that have to do with anything?
Exactly.
Saquon Barkley was a giant. Saquon Barkley was a giant.
He's not no more.
And now he's an Eagle.
It's not worth sacrificing our future for a rental player that may end up costing us the ability to sign some of our other young players. Listen, Nolan Smith is ours. He is a Philadelphia Eagle, and he will be a Philadelphia Eagle. And to all you people out there,
you people,
have a safe and blessed 4th of July weekend. God bless America. Let's go, USA!
Aaron, appreciate the phone call.
God bless America.
Yeah, a little July 4th shout-out there from Aaron.
You cooking this weekend?
Am I cooking? No.
Yeah.
No.
Are you going to the...
There's like a block party on the street.
Are you going to the block party?
Yeah.
So you participating in the block party?
Why wouldn't I?
Oh. I'm just saying.
You going to yours with Skip and all the people in Claymont?
Hells no.
But why?
I'm not that friendly.
You just go out there, have a few drinks. You loosen up a little bit.
Mm-mm.
Go talk to Skip.
Mm-mm.
No?
I'm not friendly.
Okay.
I don't feel like... Listen, I love people. I like stupid conversations, though.
Well, but sometimes that goes with people.
Well,
you have to give people grace, Hugh.
How many times, Joe, in your neighborhood this year? We don't have to call names because I know you're cool with your neighbors.
Yeah, you can't do names. I mean, you can't. And I got to walk onto the block party and be like, what did you say to you the other day?
No. Then somebody says, so where you work? Oh, WIP? Listen to you guys all the time. Okay. If you listen to us all the time, why are you asking me where I work?
I haven't had that one in the neighborhood yet.
You haven't had lately.
Yeah, I feel like most people in the few streets around me know when I'm here versus home.
Okay, but initially to break the ice, it would ask you.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah, you were nice about it, right?
Well, what are you supposed to say?
Damn, dog, why are you asking me? You should ask them. You know, why are you asking me questions that you already know the answer to?
Yeah, you're still not over this interaction last week.
Nah. I'm just like, come on, man. I don't mind. Like, listen, don't get me wrong.
You're trying to break the ice.
You people.
Give him a break.
I don't mind conversations. Like, we can have just not stupid ones.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like stupid conversations.
So, well, yeah, that's – but it happens, right? Stupid conversation
but
is part of life.
They don't have to happen, though. Just say hi.
Well, you're missing on the block party,
no,
then.
No, what's up? So, like, my man, just say hi. Just say hi. Just say hi.
Well, we are in the air in a
that's
booth.
What I'm saying.
Yeah, what is he going to do? Come in
but
here?
I'm just saying, but when you say so, where do you –
see, now he's –
where do you work?
He says the pizza.
Yeah,
he got the pizza place.
Yeah. Pizza, yeah, we got Marco. I heard of that before,
See, this is your fault now.
What?
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Now we're talking people in the concourse.
I'm a people person. Yeah. I just don't like stupid conversations.
People
that's
person
all.
That will not go to the block party.
I'm not going to the block party.
215-592-9494. All right. I want to play this for you because, you know, Aaron hit on that Nolan Smith is an Eagle, right? Like, he's already become someone we consider an Eagle. And I understand that. And, again, I'm a fan of the player. I just – I would swap good for great. That's the way I approach trying to build a team. And if the Eagles weren't in a window to win a Super Bowl, then I'd have a different view because I want to take the long term. This team could win two out of the next three Super Bowls if they play their cards right. Or they could certainly have a real chance to. And I understand what Hugh said earlier. Nothing's a guarantee, right? T.J. Watt doesn't make them a guarantee. They get him, and they could lose in the second round playoffs. But it certainly, I think, increases odds to win the Super Bowl. But I do know there's a pull. I feel this. A lot of people already love Nolan Smith for the player he is, the leader he's becoming. I want to play this for you. This is from after the Packers playoff game last January. It's a little long, so stick with this, but it Nick Sirianni explaining why he loves Nolan Smith so much, I think is part of why so many people out there don't want to do this, even though, come on, the better players, T.J. Watt. Here's Sirianni last January after they beat the Packers.
Yeah, Nolan has just continued to get better. Nolan, I gave him a game ball in there because just his efforts. I love Nolan Smith. I mean, I want my kids aren't going to play defensive end. I know that my two sons aren't going to play defensive end. They're not going to have the genes to do so. But I want my sons to play football like Nolan Smith. As hard, like before my kids go out to play any sport, I say have fun, play hard, be physical. And that guy is the definition of those things. He has fun out there. He has fun with his teammates. His teammates love him. He plays hard as I've ever seen anybody play. And this dude is a physical guy. I mean, I can't say enough about the way he plays this game. He loves this game. You love guys like that, and you love when they can. But that's a credit to Howie and his staff of the guys that they brought in here, right? Because we've talked so much about the guys that love football, the guys that are tough, the guys that, you know, have high football IQ. Those guys have a tendency, God willing, to reach their full potential. And I think that's what you're seeing, that the intangibles for Nolan Smith are there. And so you're seeing him get better each week and each time he steps on the field because – you know, when you have that, those intangibles particularly, you have no choice but to get better. Like, you just get better. And Wash has done a great job with them. Vic's obviously done a great job of putting him in position to succeed. Howie, does a great job of getting him in here. And I think that, you know, it shows you and everybody, like, patience, right? Guys might not come in and just be, world beaters, even though they were ones in college. They might not be world beaters right away. It takes some time and to put it, but we've seen, Nolan grow into this player that was able, the things he was doing today that helped us win a playoff football game. So, I can't say enough about Nolan. I could go on all day about that.
Well, we know Nick can be, he could long talker at times.
Wordsmith.
Yes, and he did long talk there on Knowles, but that was after the playoff game. I understand why some people are hesitant to do this, because he does have an infectious personality. He seemed like a super hard worker. Mm-hmm. Maybe the next
got that want to,
and maybe the next leader of the defense as the years go on, right? With Brandon out of here and Fletcher out of here last year, so I see all those things. Mm-hmm. And he did the question, I think, and you brought it up. The question that I think makes it challenging, because if you look at just the resumes, it's an easy answer, right? Mm-hmm. Like, the resumes say, I mean, what are you talking about? Like, what easily? What makes it an interesting conversation, and I think a challenging debate for some people, is the Nolan Smith we saw October, November, December, January, is that the guy we're getting this year? Because that guy was amazing.
Yeah, I think so. I think, and listen, everything that we do, it's like a crapshoot. We roll in the dice.
Yeah.
Every move you make. And when you ask me, like, if you're sitting here asking me, to a man, who's the better player? By far, it's T.J. Watt.
Of course.
No question. He's the more physical player. He's the more dominant at the position that he plays. No question about that. But when I look at Nolan Smith and I look at some of the flash plays that he had last year, he has the potential to be physical. He just doesn't know how to control his body. There was a lot of times when I tell you at 235 pounds, he's sitting guards on their ass.
It was the Super Bowl against the Chiefs.
He
crushed that guard. Yeah.
He's yep. pulling guards on their ass. And anybody that has ever played football know that in that situation, especially when you're undersized, the guard has the momentum. Stopped him dead in his tracks, and I think hurt him. Hurt him at that point. Now, he plays physical, and a lot of times he gets damaged doing that, but he puts on a little bit more weight. He learns better angles. I can make a case where he could probably be just as dominant as T.J. Watt in this defense. Not saying that he's going to have a Hall of Fame career, but I can say that he could be just as dominant as T.J. Watt. And not only that, he fits. He's one of the cogs in the wheel of some other great players. Now, we get T.J. Watt. He's going to come in and do his thing, but he's a little older. And you're talking about paying a guy $40 million a year that you're not guaranteed to have over 2 years.
You like the level of player. You
yes.
Like, he could decline.
Yes, he could decline. Nolan is on a steady tick upward. T.J. Watt is here. He's probably plateaued. And now he's on his way on the other side of the, what did you say, on the other side of the mountain. I'm going up to the other side of the mountain. Mm. That's what that's probably where he is. At some point, the mountain, he's going to reach the top of the mountain, and then he's going to start descending to the other side. So the question is, are you willing to take that risk with a guy like that? Because that's what we're talking
yeah.
about.
I just hope we're not getting fooled a little bit here. And I'm going to give you two examples. I'm going to use the Phillies as an example. You know, you go back to early in Cole Hamels' career, and he was amazing in the postseason. Mm-hmm. And the truth was, that was the pitcher he was becoming. Now, I know he wasn't great in 09, but like what you saw early in his career in the postseason, like last year with Nolan Smith, that was what Hamels was becoming, like a star-level pitcher. And he did it for a long time. But the other side of the example is, I feel like people in this town fell in love with Bryson Stott and his at-bats in the playoffs 3 years ago. And like, he's a grinder.
Yeah.
He didn't get any better. Like, you know, that happens sometimes. I brought up Derek Barnett. Derek Barnett, now he wasn't quite as good as Nolan was in the playoffs 7 years ago as Nolan was this year. But Derek Barnett made big plays to help the Eagles win the Super Bowl. He recovered a fumble. He forced a fumble. Like, he was a big part of them winning the Super Bowl. He never got better. He never channeled that and became that guy over 16, the game's then 17. I just hope we're not fooling ourselves at thinking, like, this is who Nolan Smith is now when we don't know yet. Jay in West Philly.
Summit.
What's up, Jay? He did go to the Pass Rush Summit. What's up, Jay?
Yo. When you be talking, do you hear him or do you listen?
When I'm talking, I talk, when so I'm
you,
not listening because I'm talking.
Was talking.
Oh, when Hugh's talking.
Do you hear what he's saying?
I sometimes. Sometimes it goes in one ear out the other. Depends.
Right?
It depends.
You know there's a difference, right, between
yeah,
hearing
somebody
I
know.
And listening to them.
Yes, like this. Like, I hear you, but I'm not listening to this.
Yeah, I know, because you just saying foolish stuff all the time. Why are you going to trade for a guy that was hurt the last 2 years? Has he been in the Super Bowl yet? If he's such a difference maker, you think he
So we're qualifying the level of play for a defensive end for the Super Bowl. Okay, so that's how we decide these things?
He won the Super Bowl. He's not a missing piece because we won already.
It could be a missing piece for this year's team. But last year's team won. Last year's team
won. How is it a missing piece when we winning it already?
Last year's team won. This year's team, we don't know yet.
This year's team got to play.
Yeah.
And this guy, he's the leader on the team, on the defensive end. Who do you think keep those Georgia dudes in check?
So I agree with you on that. It's certainly a part of the puzzle.
Did you see the clips where Jalen Carter was about to slam Stafford and who got through to him?
Mm-hmm.
Hey, yo, no, not right now. Jalen Carter said to him, "Thanks for trusting me on the plays in the Rams game." He is the next leader of this defense, 23 years old. You seen what he did last year. Hall of Fame Eagles defensive end just told you they get comfortable in their second year in the defense. But you want to trade for this guy?
Well, because T.J. Watt's a better player right now. I mean, it's as simple as that.
What are you doing for Pittsburgh? Why Pittsburgh getting rid of him then?
He's not. You don't think he's a better player?
Why is Pittsburgh getting rid of him?
Pittsburgh just signed a quarterback that spends half his offseason high. Mm-hmm. Like, so mm-hmm. what do I care what the Steelers are doing? The Steelers haven't won a playoff game since 2016.
Exactly.
Like, why are we? Why am I using the Steelers logic against
who
myself?
Was on that team? Because you're sitting there talking about he a great player. Why did he get rid of him?
So. You're only a great player. Hold
Why
on a second.
Are they getting rid of him?
You're only a great. I just want to clarify what you think. You're only a great player if your team wins playoff games?
I'm asking you about T.J.
No, I'm asking you. You know, you brought something to the table, and
you
I'm asking you what you're talking about.
To get him, if he a difference maker, like you're saying.
He's not a difference maker?
Why they get rid of him?
Because they don't know what they're doing. Have you seen them? What they've done?
Now they don't know what they're doing. So they got a history of keeping linebackers and knowing defensive players.
Do you think the Steelers over the last 5 or 6 years act like they know what they're doing?
Probably because they sunk all their money into T.J. Watt.
It's T.J. Watt's fault the Steelers don't win games. They haven't figured out quarterback in like 6 years.
Hugh, is he on the downside or not?
Are you asking me?
Yeah.
I don't know for sure, but it feels like the Steelers think he might be.
And why do the Steelers know what they're talking
going
about?
Going forward, you got a young player going forward that's proven and performed in the playoffs, and we won the Super Bowl with him. And you
right.
won't get rid
but
of
he ha- but he hasn't done it over the regular season yet, not a full season.
I keep talking about playoff performance when games count. You keep talking about regular season.
Well, you have to get there, Jay. I mean, we act like the regular season doesn't matter. No, it does. That's enough, Jay. We're more than enough.
Say you'd had time.
No, I because he came in asking if I listened to you when it's so hard to listen to him.
Yeah.
In one ear, out the other, because it's usually just nonsense. Questioning if Watt's a great player because the Steelers can't figure out the quarterback. Like, as if it's his fault that their quarterbacks have been Mason Rudolph and the ghost of Russell Wilson.
And Tommy Two Gloves,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, I mean, Kenny Pickett.
Kenny Two Gloves.
Whatever.
I said Tommy Two Gloves.
I mean, they've screwed up the quarterback thing for 6 years. They're going to screw it up again this year with a guy that should be retired. I mean, that's not the Watt's fault. All right, 215-592-9494. Coming up, your phone calls here. And we'll check in with Elliot Shore Parks. Elliot will join us next. His take on the Watt Nolan Smith thing. And what do you think about Bryce Harper? As he's back to – Hugh, do you think Bryce Harper's going to play both games of this doubleheader? One day back, is he up for two games?
No.
I don't think he should play both games. We'll get Elliot's take on all of it next. Your phone call as well. We're live at Citizens Bank Park on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
You know, winning on the field starts with how you recover off the field. And nobody helps you bounce back like my team at the Mattress Warehouse. Look at what they have going on right now. Right now, you can save $500 on the Tempur-Pedic best-selling Breeze mattress. Designed to feel 10 degrees cooler all night, every night. And you can celebrate this 4th of July with big savings at the Mattress Warehouse, up to $1,200 warehouse-wide. And you can score a free adjustable base. Now listen, if you're going to the Mattress Warehouse to get a bed, I suggest you invest in an adjustable base because it's like it can vibrate, it can like do like all these different little angles and stuff. You know what I'm getting at. Do what I did. Come in today and sleep better tonight during the Mattress Warehouse 4th of July sale. Shop the entire selection and find a location near you at themattresswarehouse.com. That's themattresswarehouse.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.